You know, it's kind of a rebirth of Kern County Raceway and El Bandito Yankee Tequila and their partnership. You know, Kern County Raceway right here in our backyard has been, you know, a staple of racing for a long time. And now there's just a bunch of excitement around the new and fun things they're planning on doing.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line one of the most talented guys ever to get behind the wheel of anything. 13-time series champion of both asphalt and dirt, the winningest driver in SRL history, K&N series champion, snowball derby champion, and now driver the number 8 El Bandito Yankee super late model for the Z-Max Cars Tours West, the one and only Derek Thorne. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. Appreciate you having me on here today.
Yeah, appreciate you taking time. And on the road, of course, very on brand for Derek Thorne. It is race week. There's excitement for a lot of things coming up and a lot of extra and additional excitement around the series, the tracks. I mean, you always want to win and most of the time do, but this is a big weekend.
It is. You know, it's kind of a rebirth of Kern County Raceway and El Bandito Yankee Tequila and their partnership. You know, Kern County Raceway right here in our backyard has been, you know, a staple of racing for a long time. It was recently sold, and now there's just a bunch of excitement around the new and fun things they're planning on doing, like drag strip, burnout boxes, a bunch of special events, you know, to have the Cars Tour West Series, which is what we're going to be racing this weekend here in town, opening event for them, to have El Bandito Yankee Tequila as the presenting sponsor, not only that, but also Kern County Raceway, and to have Eric out here, and to have everybody kind of coming out and getting the buzz and the excitement going for the season. Obviously, a lot of pressure to do well, and hopefully we can pull off.
I mean, I don't think you ever feel pressure, right? I mean, it's just, you're going to get out there and do what you do. I think you probably put the most pressure on yourself more than let's say, we can. Yeah. One thing is, it's going to be a lot of fun. So talk a little bit, if you can, Derek, about Super Late Model. It's some of the very best racing out there for drivers, certainly for fans. You know, on this show, we have, you know, the biggest stars in NASCAR, IndyCar, High Limit, Dirt, NHRA on a regular basis. But for the fans and a guy who can race it all, what is it about Super Late Models that makes it so great?
It is the highest, without going to NASCAR, right? Like, on paper, it is probably, for asphalt racing, it is the funnest car to drive, in my opinion, of all of asphalt racing. And you start off in the lower divisions as you get higher and higher. Like, Super Late Model racing is where you peak out or where you stop going any further in asphalt racing, except for moving to NASCAR. So, like, when I get to go race, like, the Snowball Derby, for example, I get to run against guys like Busch and Jones and Christopher Bell and Kyle Busch and all these guys. Like, those guys there come back to Super Late Model racing from NASCAR because of the fun of it. Like, it is such a fun car to drive. But the power-to-rate ratio, the size, the tire, what it takes to go fast at competition level and who you're racing against, I think it just, bar none, exceeds, you know, kind of your thrill factor behind the wheel. But at the same time, puts on some amazing racing because there's a lot of talented guys that run on that series.
Yeah, it's something that definitely fans should check out at their local tracks or wherever they can see it. And I want to ask this, and we've asked it on a number of things. You know, fans over the years, you know, they have this sort of their fan base and their little silo, and they don't always kind of cross over. But drivers, racers, totally know, keep up with, and appreciate what everybody else is doing in those other series. Not only one of the most accomplished guys you are, but one of the most respected guys out there. Talk a little bit about that. From the driver's perspective, you guys all know what each other is doing.
No, for sure. You know, to have Rico Abreu, obviously being in the World of Outlaws and in the High Limit Dirt Car Series, like, he, following that style of sprint car racing, it was something I always did growing up. And to have El Bandito Yankee Tequila also on board with Rico Abreu this season, you know, it's been a big part. I've always enjoyed that, the thrill factor of it, the fun of it, and just the sheer excitement, you know. But absolutely, like, I feel like, As a racer, everybody's a racer at heart, whether they're racing in super late models or sprint cars. Everybody's a racer at heart and can appreciate the grind. You know, it just takes an extreme amount of work, time, energy, money, sponsorship to pull anything off in racing. So you always have a respect for people and what they're able to accomplish, because anybody that's at the highest level of their sport, whether it be dirt, asphalt, or anything in between, even the Olympics, right? Like, it's nothing but appreciation for the fact that that person has put in the work and the time and is obviously exceeding or is at the best of their career amongst their peers or their competitors.
Yeah, you are so right. Now, you mentioned it a couple times. Sponsors, they're all great. You know, motorsports, it's driven on sponsors. You got to have that to make the machine go. Some, though, of course, are better than others, more fun. Share the excitement around El Bandito Yankee and racing. Now, here's the thing. You know, it's been a couple years. The company hasn't been around that long, but in the world of racing, even though it is a national kind of entity in sports and that's television and all that kind of stuff, El Bandido Yankee has made a huge presence in the world of racing. Talk a little bit about the excitement, and then specifically, of course, going to be all over the car and the driver's suit with you, but the unique presence this week at Kern County.
You know, it's been cool. Like, El Bandido Yankee Tequila, like, the scheme we have is similar to what they ran in the Xfinity Series last year. And so to have that wrap, which just looks great, like, their brand, the branding they have has an amazing look, right, which makes it even more fun. But then to have the product they have, to have their infiltration into racing and to use that as a platform, you know, to help build the brand, help get out their product. But I think, you know, not only, like, on the backside of, you know, being on the race car, they're just great people. You know, to have them, they're fun to be around. Eric Lanz is an amazing person, and to have him at the racetrack, he's just a fun guy to be around. You know, to have the sponsorship, to have good people around you, and to kind of just get the big picture is, you know, Kern County Raceway as a whole has a lot of special events even outside of the asphalt circle track racing. So to see their involvement in racing and their ability to give back and what they're doing as a company outside of even what we're doing, it's really cool to see just a good company, good wholesome people, to have them around. And then, you know, it's cool for me to be a small part of it. Obviously, try to have some success on track,
yes,
but also try to build the brand and help them sell some tequila.
Yeah, I think at Kern County, I know there's been talks with Kevin Harvick, who bought it, owns it. He's from the community, too, so I'm sure that you guys know each other. It's the official tequila there at Kern County. And even with the car Z-Max Tour, it is fueled by El Bandido Yankee. So that's pretty cool. Talk a little bit about the star power, right? So you got Kevin Harvick, right? He's local, probably just a regular guy in the neighborhood, but one of NASCAR's greatest of all time. Plus, you got Dale Earnhardt Jr., Jeff Burton, Justin Marks from Trackhouse. You know, you got a bunch of star power pushing this series. Derek, it's exciting.
It is. You know, and that's the thing. West Coast racing is always, I'd say, it's taking a back seat to East Coast racing. Everybody has, I wouldn't say a bigger ego, but it's just taken more seriously, right? So, like, when we go back to the Derby from Snowball Derby from the West Coast and do well, you know, I feel like that gives the West Coast a leg up, per se. You know, maybe they take us a little bit more seriously. But now that you have the infiltration of the Cars Tour West, and you have, like you said, Harvick and Junior and Burton and Trackhouse Racing, but they have done an amazing job of just kind of giving West Coast racing a shot in the arm for excitement. You know, just getting everybody pumped up and revamping the energy, you know, because at times racing can become a financial grind for everybody. But it's awesome to see that excitement and hopefully give, you know, talented drivers on the West Coast, you know, maybe a leg up on recognition if they do well, especially if the racing in a series is backed by drivers such as these guys. And I think it'll help propel a lot of these drivers into maybe being more noticed.
Yeah, I want to give a little bit of a tip of the cap, too, to you, Derek Thor. Not only all that action, all that success on the track, but making teams better, making people better, right? As the consultant, like, you're there. You are sort of the driving force behind a lot of the things happening there and a lot of teams, and super important. So in addition to this, what you do on the track, all that stuff that you're doing on the R&D and the consulting with the teams and helping to produce some of that horsepower for them as well. Last thing is for the race, talk a little bit about what to expect, what fans can expect, and where to see you, where they can keep up with you social media-wise coming up this weekend.
Right. Yeah, no, we're expecting 20, I think 20, more than 20 cars here this weekend, and I think it's going to be a full house, and I think we're going to have ability to put on a really good show for the fans. And, you know, anybody looking to follow along, they can obviously catch the race locally. If not, they have, like, if you go on Cars Tour West's website, we'll have all the information you need to log in, click, and watch live if needed. You know, but I think just looking forward to put on a good show with the fans, and if they want to follow along with me, Facebook's usually where I'm at, but Derek Thorne Racing is kind of where I kind of keep my stuff up to date, and hopefully we'll push forward and put a good show on and then promote El Bandido Yankee Tequila.
Fans will see him down there at Kern Raceway. So many of them will likely probably see him in Victory Lane as well, one of the very best in the business, and of course behind the wheel of the El Bandido Yankee car this weekend. Derek, thanks so much for everything you're doing for the sport, for fans this weekend, for El Bandido, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Hey, man, I appreciate your time, and thank you for having me on.